Thank you, Vaughn, for taking us around the world and bringing things back here to 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is Hard Facts. And yes, I am Sandra Ezekwesili. Why are there so many abandoned projects? That's the conversation we'll have from now until 6 o'clock. Why are there so many abandoned projects? It's a big problem. It's a big problem. It costs Nigeria lots of money. It also slows down development. It brings me to our big hard fact for the day. According to a report from the Chartered Institute of Project Management of Nigeria, there are 56,000 abandoned projects, abandoned government projects across the country, and they're worth over 12 trillion naira. 56,000. Those are huge numbers. There's basically one annual federal budget's worth of abandoned projects in the country, according to that report. That's a lot of money. It's a lot of money for Nigeria to tie down or lose. It's thousands of communities left without roads, left without power, without water, without schools, without hospitals, and other basics of life. That's hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of lives endangered and lost. One of the main reasons why government projects get abandoned is not enough accountability in the system. Basically, not enough heads are rolling over abandoned projects. So if we want to solve the abandoned projects problem, we need to solve the accountability problem, among other things. I'm going to have a guest join me to have this conversation. He's someone who has made solving the accountability problem his life's work. He's the head of tracker at the Budget Foundation. As soon as he joins us, we will make an official introduction. Oh, he's already joined us. He's joining us via Zoom today. His name is Ilegboje Udamen. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. Apologies for the late listening to join you. I was having an issue with my internet.
Oh, that's fine. We're all in Nigeria, so we understand. And Lagos, we want to hear from you as well. Are these abandoned projects something that you notice a lot in your area? Are there abandoned projects in your area? Have you ever tried to find out the root cause of the projects that have been abandoned in your area? What led to it? How do you think citizens can put pressure to reduce the number of abandoned projects? So when you give us a call, Lagos, these are some of the questions that I'm hoping that you can answer for us. But for our guests, first of all, how do I even correctly pronounce your name? How do I correctly say your name?
Okay, my name is Ilebaji Wadamen.
No, that's too fast.
Ilebaji Wadamen.
Okay, all right. So talk to us about what Tracker does in the space of project monitoring.
Okay. So thank you very much. The idea about Tracker started in 2013. The first time when we started the idea, you know, well, Tracker is just a platform under Budget. Budget, the idea of Budget was to analyze public data, you know, and we now found out that not just getting citizens knows about what the budget is all about, because the end product of the budget is service delivery, what comes to your community. So Tracker started in 2013. So the idea is to track public projects in local communities and to give feedback to the government and the people, because we live in a country where citizens does not really have an idea about the budgetary provision. Because when they see a project in their community, they always believe that those that are elected into public offices are the ones using their own personal money to fund this project. Because at the end of the day, upon completion of those projects, some of these projects are being labeled as donation, you know, tagged as donation, and which is the wrong word. So the idea about Tracker is to sensitize residents about the budget provision so that they can take ownership. The goal of Tracker is just for citizens to take ownership of public projects in the budget, so that you should be aware that there's a provision, there's a budget provision for this project. So me, as a citizen of that community, I should be able to engage the responsible individuals. I should be able to engage my lawmaker, and I should also be engaged the ministry that is involved, because We have a pamphlet where we mine all the capital projects, where you have pictures and phone numbers of your senator and your House of Member that you can engage to ask him what is the implementation status of this project. Because a budget is supposed to be a public document, but in this part of the country, a budget is a secret document. That's the more reason why citizens don't ask questions, because when they see community projects in their community, they have this belief that those that are elected to public office are the ones using their personal money to fund this project. So they deem it not fit to ask questions about the project because they believe that their representative is just doing them a favor. So our work is now is just to go to local communities, to sensitize residents about the project for them, to build their capacity so that they can ask questions and demand for accountability.
Now, this figure, 56,000 abandoned projects of all sizes from all three tiers of government, federal, state, and local, how did it get this bad? What are the factors that led to projects getting abandoned?
How many thousand did you mention?
56,000, according to a report from the Chartered Institute of Project Management of Nigeria.
It's even more than that.
Wow.
Okay, let me tell you, let me give you the instances that led to abandoned projects. One, there's lack of citizen participation. Number one, lack of citizen participation. So let me explain that to you. Okay, you are my representative. And you nominate a project in my community. So before you should nominate a project in my community, I should be aware of the project you are nominating. There's what we call need assessments. The ability for you to ask me, what do you want in your community? So I should be able to tell you, we don't have good road, we don't have water in my community, this is what we want. So that citizens can take ownership of projects in their community. And we are lacking this. Let me give you a very, very good instance.
Okay.
In 2018, a community in Kebbi State, a 38 million naira was budgeted for the construction of a motorcar park.
Okay.
And as you all know, when you say you are constructing a motorcar park for a community, are you indirectly telling me that this community, they are all road transport workers?
Okay.
This is a community where everybody, almost everybody in that community, are farmers. Okay. So why would you construct a motorcar park in that community when you've not deemed fit to reach out to the community that to ask them what are your pressing needs? So they don't take ownership, and this project has been abandoned. So there's a very lack of citizen participation. Then number two is what we call need assessment. Number two is a continuity. Okay, for instance, now a committee in Sokoto, the Honorable Member representing our community started a health center in that community, and he ended up building that health center at the Linton level. So he could not come back to National Assembly again. Then the man that now won the next election now started another new health center behind the one that his successor abandoned. So as a result of lack of citizen participation and no need assessment, this is why you see a lot of abandoned projects across communities in Nigeria. When you say 50,000 is even less, it's more than that.
How do you know? But I mean, have you done like any study at Tracker to tell you just how many projects that have been abandoned across the country?
Okay, yes, we've done a lot of study because, for instance, now, like today now, we did a tweet today now in Edo State.
Okay.
In 2021, so far, the federal government has released 75% of funds to respective MDAs to implement projects.
Okay.
So we did a tweet today and we posted our tweet online to say, okay, the construction of a block of classrooms going on in Akwa, the local government in Edo State, that this project is yet to commence. Somebody came on Facebook to attack us that the project has commenced. It commenced early last month. This is just a renovation. Okay. So the only thing that the contractor did was just to come and remove the roof of that building for over a month now, and he has not done anything. So what do you assume? So what will you call such kind of project? You came last month to remove the roof. And to date, nothing has been done on that project. Just renovation, remove the roof and and put a new one, then you do the normal renovation on that.
Some people could say that budget shortfalls could cause a thing like that, or cost overruns could cause a thing like that. Maybe a project ends up costing more than what was budgeted, or projects are added to the budget based on expected government revenue, but when the revenue is smaller, then some payments for some projects end up being sacrificed, and if it's not properly managed, some particular projects will be left behind. These are some reasons that I've heard. How much truth is there to these reasons, in your opinion? Hello? Okay, we seem to have a break in transmission there. Hopefully he joins us and we can continue this conversation. But Lagos, I want to hear from you, of course. Are there abandoned projects in your part of Lagos, or in your part of the world, in your part of Nigeria, really? Have you ever tried to find out the root cause of the projects that were abandoned? How did government respond to you when you tried to find out why particular projects were abandoned? Have you been part of an abandoned project? What led to you as a contractor leaving that project? I got a call the first time we treated this last week, and it was quite interesting, I have to say. The woman who called us talked to us about how, some governments allegedly wouldn't let you start work on certain projects except you give them some percentage of what they're supposed to pay you to do the work there. And that's why you do not have them, calling you to ask you questions about how the project was executed. Because again, like I always say on this show, Turkey know they vote for Christmas, But that's my question for you. Have you ever been part of a project and had to abandon it? What led you to withdrawing from that project? How do you think citizens can put pressure to reduce the number of abandoned projects? Because like you heard our guest say, a huge part of the problem is that there's not enough citizen engagement, that if more citizens were to speak up, if more citizens were to put pressure on the government, we will not have as many projects getting abandoned as we currently do. Let's speak with Sanusi. He's on the line. Sanusi, how are you?
Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you for that, your own program.
Thank you.
You know, one abandoned project has been in Badagry Road, in Gowon era.
Okay.
About 10-story building, where you live in Anwera, going to Badagry. You will see it inside the bush since 1973. And government always overlook everything in there. So I don't know why somebody will build something halfway, another person will not want to continue, and they just start their own, and they won't finish their own too. This is the problem of Nigerian politicians now. They don't want to name anything after anybody than their own. So please, maybe we can see people to talk to them. This is part of the thing that is taking our money away now. They won't face the reality, how they will be doing anything that is they can get out of it.
All right. Thank you very much. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, President Sandra.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name, sir?
Hello, President Sandra.
I can hear you. Hello.
Hello.
Okay. So it looks like line two isn't working. So if I pick your call, I hope you're listening. If I pick your call and you can't hear me, be rest assured that I am hearing you. Just go ahead and keep talking. So until we fix the problem with our second line. 99.3. Hello. Hello? Hello? Remember, just go ahead and talk, okay? I can hear you.
Hello?
Go ahead and talk. I can hear you. All right. I'm guessing this person can't hear us. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Are we going to play today?
Are we going to what?
Are we going to play?
Play for money?
Yes.
No, we're not. We've got Benjamin and Ikeja on the line. Hi, Benjamin.
Hello, good evening, Sandra.
Good evening.
Yeah, Sandra, I'm Benjamin, calling from Ikeja.
Good to have you on the show.
Yeah, thank you. Sandra, I was listening to your guest, and I was making comments, but he made mention of one of the reasons why some projects were abandoned. He was talking about the citizens' lack of citizen participation. But I I was listening to him, but I beg to disagree with him.
Okay.
And with the following reasons. You see, Sandra, if you have somebody who you know you trusted on a particular thing, definitely when such person knows what you are trusting him for, each time you seek for his consent, won't such person listen to you? Definitely, I would, he would. But it's unfortunate that we have the politicians. They doesn't listen to we as citizens. And look at the kind of system that we are operating in Nigeria. Under a developed country like this, where the citizens will have political leaders representing them in different constituencies, will bring issues pertaining our roads, our electricity. They doesn't listen. What they do there is a different thing. So the political leaders we are having, they don't listen to the citizens in Nigeria, especially in Nigeria. They don't listen to the citizens. And that is the reason why the situation as it is till now. So as I'm speaking to you now, there's one road at Ojota to Sun area here, close to one of the companies here. I saw some contractors were cutting the road, kind of designing the road, trying to maintain the road. But you know, Sandra, they brought some sand few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Could you believe now, as it is now, they just sand-filled back those sand. They could not even concrete or do the road again. Now, who are you going to blame? Is it the citizens? Now they have abandoned that project. As I'm speaking to you, that's the road people are using now. Sand-filled it, and there's still more potholes. So are you going to blame the citizens?
All right, good question, Benjamin. But we have our guest back on the line. Our guest is the head of tracker at Budget Foundation, Ilabwoje Udamen. Thank you so much for joining us again.
Yes, thank you very much. Apologies for the breaking transmission. So I think, let me disagree with the first caller. Now, what you just said, that citizen participation. Yes, citizen participation is very key. You don't query what you don't have an idea about. So one thing that these politicians, they do is that when they come to local communities, they want to implement projects. You know, there's a difference between I want to build a school for you and the government wants to build a school for you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to build a school for you means that I'm spending my own personal money. But the government has agreed to build a school for you in this year. Project I have nominated. If you have a clear sense that my representative, this is what he's planning to do for us. And they should be free to tell us the amount. We have instances where we communicate to lawmakers to tell them that, okay, you want to implement a project or you nominated a project, but you not made the location specified. And the feedback we get from them is that when we made the location specified, the people will start disturbing us. And they will tell you that this project is being nominated by the go and meet the MDA and ask them about the implementation. Ministry of Water Resources in Abuja does not know my community in Lagos. Does not know that me that I live in Mushi, I need a water project. It is you that represent me in Abuja that knows that in Lagos, the people that are living in number 12, Ayontuga Street in Mushi, they don't have access to potable water. So my own is to engage you as my representative to follow up with implementing agencies to ensure that this project has been implemented. But now, let me tell you the truth. When this same lawmaker that will tell you that they are not directly responsible for that project, during implementation, maybe in terms of empowerment, because the lawmakers, they won't believe in empowerment. Construction project, there's always a 100 billion provision to implement projects in local communities. But if you take statistics now, as at 2020, there was 61 billion provision for empowerment. And empowerment, these are projects that you don't measure impact. When you tell me you are buying 100 motorcycles, how am I sure that you are buying 100 motorcycles? But if you tell me that you are building 100 schools in 100 communities, I should be able to track implementation. But when you tell me you are buying 100 motorcycles, how do I know that you bought the 100 motorcycles? The question is, who are the beneficiaries? How do I measure impact? For instance, now, a constituency in Kaduna State, you know, Kaduna, they have a lot of lawmakers there. The the capital project for that constituency is 65 million naira. And the same senator represent, sorry, the same honorable represent that constituency, he has a cap of 65 million naira. And he nominated one project for 40 million naira for religious and interfaith belief program to train people of his constituent for 40 million naira. In that, you are telling me that this constituency, they will not get water, they will not get food, they will not get street lights, they will not get renovation of primary schools in their community for the whole of 2021. And the other 25 million naira now goes for grants. The question is, how do you arrive at the beneficiaries? So citizens are not carried along. The only time they see their representative is during election, during campaign. They come there to campaign, and after that, they don't even get back to them to ask them, what are your pressing needs? So these are the reasons why you see a lot of abandoned projects across the country, because citizens are not taking ownership, because they have this belief that those that elected the public of that use their money to fund these projects. Now, go to Bayelsa State now. There was 7.5 billion naira to do this shoreline protection during Jonathan's era. Today now, the contractor only supply the pallets to that community. Today now, if you go to that community in Utoke now, you have those pallet heaps on that community. And it has not been completed. You have a lot of projects across the country that the lawmaker has refused to implement the project because they did not carry the cities along. So citizens are of this belief that these agencies, these lawmakers, they are using our personal money to fund those projects. And number three again is that agencies that do not have the capacity to implement projects, they are doing the project. Now, let's take for instance now, National Human Rights Commission now, as you may understand, this is an agency that is saddled with responsibility to address human rights issues. Today, National Human Rights Commission is implementing and they are carrying out empowerment projects. What do you mean by empowerment projects? Buying of keke napep, buying of motorcycle, buying of hairdressing machine. National School of Fishery and Marine Technology in VI today, they are doing projects like solar streetlights. Then how do you expect them to carry out a quality work when the agency that is handling the resolution did not carry out this project? So these are the issues. And these are the issues why you see a lot of abandoned projects across the country. Because lawmakers, they channel projects to agencies where they can cash back instead of giving the right agency. Okay, now, for instance, now, in 2019 now, a town hall project was being carried out by UBEG. UBEG, this is an agency that is saddled with the responsibility to build schools. And upon completion of that renovation of that town hall meeting, they now put the FGN/UBEG as 2019 projects. Ministry of Agriculture is innovating a mosque in Sokoto. So these are the issues.
All right, let's leave it at that. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll keep talking to the head tracker at Budget Foundation. We will talk about, how we can channel the anger and frustration that we feel as a citizenry towards the right channels. So say, for instance, people report a project. It becomes clear that the project has stalled. What does an organization like Tracker do next, for instance? I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Sandra Ezekwesili on social media. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. It starts at 3 p.m. every day, continues until 7 p.m. and then we hand over to the sports gang on the other side of 7 o'clock. We'll be right back.
You are listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Today we're talking about why there are so many abandoned projects in Nigeria. I told you it's a big problem. It costs Nigeria a lot of money. It slows down development. I told you, for instance, that a report from the Chartered Institute of Project Management of Nigeria says that there are 56,000 abandoned government projects across the country, and they're worth over 12 trillion naira. Now, our guest on the show today disagrees. Our guest thinks that they are much more. And he is the head of Tracker at the Budget Foundation. His name is Ilebuje Uwadamen. Thank you so much for staying with us. Hello? All right. Well, while we get him to jump back into the show, Lagos, we're asking you your thoughts as well. First of all, we're even asking if there are abandoned projects in your area. Have you ever tried to find out why a particular project was abandoned? What were the root causes? How did government respond to you when you went to them and said, hey, this project has been abandoned? Why? What's going on? How did they respond? Have you even been part of an abandoned project? What led to it? Why did you leave the project, or your contractor or your employer? Why did you guys, you know, step away from that project? Our guest thinks that citizen engagement is one of the reasons why government after government abandons project after project. Do you agree? Do you think that there's a way citizens can put pressure on government to reduce the number of abandoned projects? 0700-993-993-993. Hello. Thank you for calling us. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Now, one of the lines isn't working great, which means that when you call, I will hear you, but you won't hear me. If that's happening, just go ahead and say what you want to say. Unfortunately, our number for our female callers isn't available at this time, but we can definitely take the calls of everybody through online. 0700-993-993-993. Hello. Thank you for calling us.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Oh, good evening. This is Eze calling from Ijabode.
Eze, welcome.
Yes. Abandoned project in my area, we.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any?
Is it federal or state or local government? Which one are we talking about?
Anyone. Any of the three or all of the three.
Hello?
Any of the three or all of the three.
Okay. In where I come from, Ozra local government, the only road there is federal road.
Ohazala.
And we didn't have any other alternative than that federal road.
Ohazala, is that in Nkano or in...
That is a Ebonyi state in I'm talking of.
Okay. Mm.
Since my mother born me in that place, that road has never been good one day.
Mm.
They keep on telling me, when we ask, they say it's a federal road. The state cannot do federal roads.
Mm.
So we are like that since that day till today. I'm almost 50 years old now.
You're almost 50.
But that road has not been fixed one day since I was born till today. I don't know how you can imagine that one with the abandoned project. Is it abandoned project or forgotten project?
It is abandoned project. I mean,
it should be abandoned, Abby.
I think it's abandoned. Yes.
I don't think the federal they are working. They are not working. They only work and collect money and pocket it and forget about it. The pool of sand and even when they want to put quota, they will just mix it with gravel and pour it there. When the rain comes, it sweep everything away, and we go back to where we come from. So they should not be doing any project on that local road like that. They should leave it for other local government or state government, because you can access those ones. But federal, oh, my sister, now hello.
Eze, thank you very much for calling. We've got a comment on WhatsApp that says, your guest has some points. However, citizens are not the problem. Politicians are the problem. Just vote them out and you'll hear the truth. They know the solutions to all the problems once they are out of power. Oshodi Transporting Interchange is one of such abandoned projects. All federal government buildings unused in Lagos are also part of the abandoned projects. That's a message from Gabriel. Gabriel is messaging us from Ijegun. Remember, if we pick your call and you can't hear us, be rest assured that we're hearing you, so just go ahead and make your point. Hello.
Hello, President Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening. We can hear you. Just go ahead.
You are talking to Emmanuel calling. The last caller is not from Ebonyi State. Ebonyi State is a local government of the governor. The working governor, the engineer himself, Dave Omai.
Okay.
There is no road there leading to that or house and local government that is not tarred.
Okay.
Quote me anywhere. If he has been to village past 4 years, he will not come to radio and say it. I'm not trying to discredit anybody or praise anybody, but when you hear of a house, that is the hometown of the present Minister of Science and Technology and the present governor of the working governor of Ebonyi State, in person of Dave Omai.
Okay.
He's the working governor that everybody recognizes. So I don't know where he gets this information from.
Okay. All right. Thank you for calling to correct it then. 99.3. Hello. All right, keep the calls coming in. Let's go back to WhatsApp where we have other comments. Sandra, there's an abandoned road project in Ekpe Garage, Ijebode, towards Ileshi Ijebu, Old Ijebu, Ujebode, Benin Road, which was started in the final tenure of former Governor Bikunle Amosun. Currently, the road is very terrible to ply now. It's said to be a federal road. Grace from Ikorodu with that message. Grace, thank you very much for your time. We've got Gatti Nations from Ekpe who says, President Sandra, when you engage a farmer as a doctor, common sense should tell us what to expect. We lack managerial structure in all facets of our government establishment. To avoid abandoned projects, we need to have people who are willing to serve, not some selfish men with selfish interests. Until those kinds of people are eradicated, abandoned projects will still be found everywhere. Here's another message also from WhatsApp. Charles says, why do we have abandoned projects amongst the three-tier governments? Number one, truly non-involvement of the immediate beneficiaries. Number two, embezzlement of the project funds, which the beneficiary has no knowledge of the project cost. Number three, the politicians' source of settling themselves with the original intent, not accomplishing the project. Number four, there's one along Badagry Express since the 1970s, over 10 stories building. It's meant for a resort near the seashore. All right. Thank you very much for your message. Now, let me come back to our guest who has joined us now again. Apologies for the poor network that you seem to be dealing with. But you see, the Nigeria Society of Engineers says that one of the key reasons for abandoned projects, one of the root causes for abandoned projects is cost overruns. And I was mentioning that earlier on before we got the first interrupted network. So it means that, government will, first of all, budgeting something and the project will end up costing more than what was budgeted for. Now, I want us to look at that. I want us to look at this cost overruns problem. Is this an actual concern in your opinion? That's number one. Number two, if it is an actual concern, what can be done to make sure that the initial project costing is accurate so that government doesn't get a surprise on costing midway through the project and then abandon it?
Thank you very much. Just like I rightly said just now, I said projects implementation have been domiciled in agencies that don't have the capacity to execute them. Let's take for instance now, you expect National Human Rights Commission to build a school for you. Do they have the expertise to cost that project? The answer is no. The answer is no. And also, we also need to look at citizen inclusion in project. Because when citizens are aware of project, they can take ownership. Now, you are building a school in my community and you did not carry me along. And I did not even know how much that this school is being cost for. So how do you expect me to take ownership? So if I'm aware that a block of three classrooms in my community is 12 million naira, and I know that, okay, like in 2020, federal government released 100% funds for project implementation, which is the first time, despite the COVID pandemic. In 2021, federal government has also released 75% of funds. So if I'm aware that a school cost 12 million naira in my community, and so far the government has released 75% of that fund, I should be able to engage whoever is responsible to say, okay, no, you cannot stop this building at the LinkedIn level. Because our politicians, they make this feel as if they are spending their own personal money. So that is more reason why citizens don't ask questions. So they feel they have the belief that they can nominate that project in the first year, despite the amount has been released. The next year, they will cease to use that project as completion. Let me take you back now. In Kano State, in 2016, there was a provision to construct a 20-bed cottage hospital in Dogowa, a community under Dogowa local government in Kano State. 34 million naira was allocated for this project. What did they do? The only thing we saw there was just the signpost. In 2017, the same hospital that they only installed signposts, 250 million naira was allocated for that project as completion. And what did they do? They only built that project to the roofing level and they abandoned it. In 2018, again, under 50 million naira was allocated for that project for completion as a supplying of equipment. Nothing was being done. 2020, again, 50 million naira again, nothing was being done. In 2021, not until when they were Channels TV to intervene on this project. That was when we now discovered that the project is ongoing. You see, these are, so far, within a space of 3 or 4 or 5 years, this project has engulfed over 472 million naira. Because citizens, they are not aware. They see this project as if our lawmaker is just trying to do us a favor. So we should not question him because he spent his own personal money, which is not true. So citizen election is very key. So when citizens are being carried along, as my lawmaker, you make me understand that this project I'm doing is a 10 million naira project. At least we should have some intellect in that community that can say, okay, 10 million naira can do more than this. But this information has been taken away from the citizen, and politicians, they make it feel as if they are spending their own money. And this has been the issues. And diverting project to agencies that do not have the capacity to implement projects is also an issue. The whole issue around this is you are not making the data public. You are building a culture center, 20-bed culture center for 5 years. And to date, that hospital is still at the completion level. And a lot of funds have been allocated to that project.
Now, I want to bring you back to a point you made earlier on about continuity of governance, right?
Yes.
With that particular one, what can be done? So let me give you an example. You have a situation where a new administration simply refuses to fund a project that it inherited.
Yes.
Under our current laws and structure, there is no way to force them to honor funding of a past project, since they and the legislature have full control over the budget. So can you think of any changes to the law which could enforce some degree of continuity?
Okay, thank you very much for that wonderful question you just asked now. Okay, you see, I said lack of citizen participation is a thing that we cannot take out of this conversation. when I mean citizen participation, see, the relationship should be before and after the election. You are in my community to come and campaign. Then after the election, you just want to come back to meet me and ask me, what do you want? That's what we call citizen inclusion and what we call need assessment. Okay, fine. Honorable, we have an existing health center that's been abandoned. Please, can you complete it in the next year budget? But we don't have this conversation. So there's a very big disconnect. And that is why you see a lot of abandoned projects across the country. That's just the answer to it. You see a particular street, you see two boreholes. Okay, now, you see a borehole that was being constructed in 2020, and after 3 months of completion, that borehole packed up. A new additional that comes in now, it will start a new one. Why not use that fund to renovate the existing one so that this community can continue with that borehole? Okay, now, let me take you back now. In 2020, there's a project in Akankpa, a 20 million naira to construct a community town hall. The location was not even specified. They said Akankpa. And you know, Akankpa is in the Cross River State. So we went there to sensitize the community. We went with the village head. The village head told us that there is no town hall in their community. So during our program with Oversight, with Channels TV, they published it that we cannot find that town hall in Akankpa. The senator represented that senatorial district. He came out to say that he had built that town hall in urban Akankpa. And when we got there, he built that town hall beside an existing town hall that has been in dilapidated state for 20 million naira. So why not use that 20 million naira to renovate the existing town hall so that you can use that fund to do other things in that community? But he said to build a new one. And the community member assured us that he built that town hall in memory of his late aides. So these are the issues.
Okay, so you've laid the fault firmly at the feet of citizens. Now let me ask you, right? You have to walk us through precisely how citizens should get involved at each phase of a project life cycle. So from formulation and planning to budgeting to contract award to implementation, at each phase, how can citizens get involved very precisely?
Okay, yeah, fine. If you look at the budget process, it has different stages. There's what we call the budget, the planning stage, the executive, and also citizen participation, where citizens will come and say, okay, this is what we want in our community. That's what we call citizen inclusion. That also goes around with what we call need assessment.
Okay.
But fine. All these things, constitutionally, this is the right step in budget preparation, but we don't practice it. So if we practice it, we will not have all these issues. But when you engage, they will tell you that the core citizen, see, as a lawmaker, in my constituency. You are supposed to reach out to me. Do a town hall meeting where you bring everybody together.
Yes.
Tell us what are the press.
Yes, but we're seeing that lawmaker after lawmaker, administration after administration, they are refusing to do this. How do we get them to do it?
Yes. It is when the citizens continue to ask the right questions. We should forget about this issue of stomach infrastructure. That is what is killing us in the part of this country. Because if you look at constitutional, if you look at the 100 billion for constituency project, over 50% is being tied to empowerment. I was supposed to be in a program where I made a presentation to lawmakers. They told me that, I said, why is it that you do more a lot of empowerment? They said, if I don't empower my people, somebody else will come and empower them.
Is this perhaps because you've got more than 80 million Nigerians living in multidimensional poverty, and so the most obvious thing to do with money is quote unquote empowerment?
Come again?
Is this perhaps because more than 80 million Nigerians are living in multidimensional poverty, and so the legislators feel like, well, the most impactful thing to do would be to do quote unquote empowerment projects?
Yes. See, the feedback I got from them is that when I go home for a weekend, people come with different problems to tell me my son just got admission. I need to pay school fees. My daughter just gave birth. I need to pay for this. My daughter is getting married tomorrow, or my son is getting married tomorrow. I need his help. So they believe the best way to give back to the community is to do empowerment. So, but you don't measure impact with this. It's only inside of the country that through empowerment. In those days, when you want to sign for tailoring, you sign for 3 years. But on constituency project, you can learn tailoring under 3 days, which is not possible. How can you learn tailoring under 3 days? And a lot of millions of naira has been allocated to all these projects. They'll tell you 50 million naira for tailoring, leather making, and all of this. And one consultant will just come from Lagos or from Abuja to come and take the money and you don't expect me to learn tailoring for 3 days. It's not possible. How do I assimilate? How can you get the best hand? Then you are giving grant to people. You are giving grant to 100 people in your constituency. You are giving them 100 million naira. You are giving them by cash.
So again, to summarize, the way that citizens can get involved in each phase is how?
They should shy away. We should allow poverty to just be in one place, no matter what. We should ask the right question. We should demand accountability. Information on budget provision should be made public to the citizens, so that you should know that this lawmaker that is giving me 10 naira is getting 50 million naira as constituency project for my community.
Okay.
So that the day he gives you 10 naira, you should be able to minus that 10 naira from that 50 million naira. You know that it's changing you.
All right. My guest is the head of tracker at the Budget Foundation, Ilaboje Uwadamen. Thank you so much for your time.
All right, thank you very much.
Lagos, let's keep talking, shall we? 0700-993-993-993. We've got comments on WhatsApp as well. And we'll take a look at as many of them as we can. Madam Sandra, most projects is abandoned due to embezzlement and not poor costing, because there's tolerance for cost inflation during projects. Example, when you need 10 blocks, extra 2 blocks will be added during costing. Okay, all right. Hello, Sandra. My name is Caesar from Ikeja. I am at Obalende as we speak. Sandra, directly looking at the abandoned federal secretariat. Sandra, can't that building be converted to something useful? Also, the roads constructed by the current chairman of Agege local government area in the person of Alhaji Egunjobi is all tagged by himself, as constructed by himself. How do we get him and others to reverse it? That's a good question. Charles says, Charles answered my question about, why we have abandoned projects. All right, Charles, thank you very much. We've got an anonymous caller from Agege. Hello, anonymous.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good evening. Welcome.
Yeah. First and foremost, I would like to appreciate your guest on the show today.
Okay.
You know, for his apt contribution on the poor completion of projects across the nation.
Mm.
But the problem is this, Sandra.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a cost expert. Okay. I'm a quantity surveyor by profession.
Okay.
Mm?
Okay.
Yes, we are at the ends of finance costs when it has to do with developmental projects.
Okay.
Be it any type of project you can imagine.
Okay.
But the problem is this. The problem is not funding. The problem is implementation. Sandra, the system is bad. I've been able to be involved, I think it's a privilege to be involved in the government project sector and the private sector. Sandra, the system is corrupt. You hold them from the funding aspect, they will come and collect the contract with different company name. That doesn't exist. You see, the politicians have their way around it. And the professionals are also helping matters. So the fingers are not, is not just pointing to the politicians. Sandra, we are in a system whereby the consultants collect 75% of their fees during the pre-construction stage. During the construction stage, they are only entitled to 25%. As such, they lose interest in that project. The plan, the monitoring is dead. You talk about the State Department monitoring the project, they will go there, they collect bribe. Even when they see snags, they don't snag it for the contractors. Then you talk about the contractors itself. It is a problem. Because by the time the contractors collect his its contract award letter and you mobilize him, he also settles. As a matter of fact, you are in a country whereby you see the commissioners, the politicians being involved in contract award process. It should not be so. So you see, when your visitor today was talking about the community itself, yes. But it is little or nothing that they can. Their impact is just very minimal.
Thank you, Anonymous, for calling us. I wish we had more time to stay on this subject, but you know how it is with this show. The conversation is always great and there's never enough time to finish it. But tomorrow, the conversation continues. We'll take a look at the informal sector on our business segment, Balogun Abroad. And on that segment, we'll talk about why owing salaries is so common. We'll take a look at a report from SBM Intelligence. Glass Ceiling also returns because it's a Wednesday, and we'll continue that conversation about women who earn more than their husbands being more likely to be beat up by those same husbands. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili on social media. Those were your Hard Facts Lagos. Good night.